This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be your host in today's episode. And, of course, like always, we have two very dear guests. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muzaffar, and assalamu alaikum, Sister Nahid.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you to introduce yourself briefly.
First of all, salam alaikum to you and all your dear listeners. Well, I'm Nahid. I'm a graduate of TFO, and I've been studying and researching on Muslim issues, and especially Muslim women issues. And I'm so glad and honored to be here with you.
Yeah, so good. And you, brother?
I am Muzaffar Haider from the UK. I've been studying in the Hawza for the past 10 years in the holy city of Qom.
I wish both of you luck and success. There has been studies that the rate of people killing themselves in today's world is 20 times as high as it was in non-modern world. So we're growing in a number of suicide cases. Now we have social media that connect us to this virtual world in which we do not know anything about people's inner conflicts. And what we are provided with is just the picture and the appearance of everything. Why people tend to kill themselves? Though they have connection to other people, now they have more of virtual friends. Now they're not, they seemingly claim that they're not alone anymore.
Oh, it's really sad, isn't it? I think in the modern times, our basic material needs have been taken care of, and we are in a state of kind of welfare. And while that should be a good thing, the gratefulness of human beings has not increased. And because of that, they're just killing themselves. If you look at the old time, before the modern era, people were really struggling just to survive.
Exactly.
And because of that, you know, they were really thankful if they are alive.
Yeah.
Whereas today, life itself is just taken for granted. We have vaccines, we have medical care, we have this, we have that. And a lot of our society is so materialistic that it's just about covering up. You know, you just cover up the diseases that you have instead of addressing them.
You mask it.
Yeah. You have a nose that you don't like, let's go get surgery. Just change it. You don't like this about yourself, just go and change it, you know. And because of it, it's become so superficial.
Mm-hmm.
And so the meaning of life has actually left people's hearts. And when the meaning of life leaves people's hearts, why live and why stay alive?
And the other thing is that in today's world, we're being given more alone. It's not like that I have too many friends on social media. It's like I am limiting myself to social media. If I want to choose between going out with my friends or just chatting with them and staying at home, taking a rest, I would go for the second one. And this is what leads me towards more solitude, leads a person, many even young people, towards solitude because social media is more fun. It's free and they can stay at home and just enjoy the wide world of the strange things, the new things. And people, many, many young people are just interested in curiosity, in investigating the new areas. That's why they prefer to just use their phone, their tablets, I don't know, their laptops instead of the real world. And we are kind of separating ourselves from the real world and going through the
virtual world.
The virtual world, exactly. This case is just leading us towards more solitude. And that's why when we really need someone, we look around and we don't find anyone. There we go for depression and too many problems. And at the end, we can see the result of committing suicide.
Well, I must add something. When you say solitude, it connotes some positive feelings to me.
Yeah.
But it's
because
loneliness
it has some positive
that we're
aspects.
Suffering from.
No, it has some positive aspects at the same time. Like, solitude is something sweet for some people, but to some extent, you know, after that, it goes into just loneliness, then depression.
Exactly.
Even committing suicide.
Then committing suicide, unfortunately. So I guess this is just the introduction. Let's go for a break, and then we'll be back to see what's more.
Thank you.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So, welcome back. This is Back to Reality. Brother Muzaffar and Sister Nahid are with us. We're talking about suicide. And then we talked about the fact that in today's world, we have connection to media, which is an unlimited world. We have access to different people, different resources of knowledge. And then there are a lot of things. Like, I remember someone was saying that in past, we actually went through the memorization of poems, and it was so sweet and so nice. We felt like we do not know that much of poems, but we at least have two or three poems in our mind. What about now? We get thousands of poems, and we remember none. Yeah. And this is something very difficult
not
to digest.
Poems, even phone numbers.
Yeah, that was just an example. Yeah.
My father once got stuck in a situation. He left his phone at home, mm-hmm. and he wanted to call one of us and say, like, ask us to deliver his phone. And he couldn't remember any of our phone numbers. While in the past, we used to just memorize every phone number of even our then grandparents. Mm-hmm. But these days, we are just being too much limited, too much addicted to our phone that we don't even think of the real world. Like, okay, what if I lose this?
It's a lack of appreciation again, right? We've lost that. We've taken things for granted.
Exactly.
Everything's been handed to us so easily that we don't appreciate anything anymore. Okay, first of all, let's look at the purpose of creation of humanity, right? The Holy Quran states, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We did not create the jinns or human beings except that they serve. The purpose of life is to serve Allah.
To worship.
Many people in the West don't have that purpose in life. They don't recognize it. Many of them think that their purpose in life is happiness or to be socially active. And when you take those things away from them, why live anymore? And that's why they kill themselves.
Exactly.
I'm guessing that the suicide rates were way lower in Muslim countries. I'm just guessing this. I haven't actually gone and looked. Inshallah, the listeners can go and look. But I'm guessing that the suicide rate was way higher in the West because they don't have that purpose anymore.
Exactly. And among the people who have everything, like wealth, fame, everything. Yeah.
So, okay, and the second thing is, have you heard of the mouse utopia experiment? This is so terrifying. Please, please, please go and look at it. So the idea was that they're going to create a utopia for mice. Mice, usually they're living in the garbage. People are trying to kill them. Let's put them in a beautiful environment where they're given everything that they need. I think there were around like 100 mice. They put them in this place. They all had food, water, shelter, everything that they needed. And day by day, that society of mice just degraded and degraded and degraded. And it got to a point where mothers were eating their children as soon as they were born. There were certain groups of those mice which were just the pretty ones, and they would just groom themselves and had no function in the society except to look very good for others, and that's it. So, and then eventually this society of mice started to kill each other. It would have just ended in suicide, mass suicide. It's so bizarre. Please go and look at it because it's really eye-opening.
Yeah.
And it's one of those fantastic experiments that it actually lets you have a look at what humans can become. Humans can become way worse than that.
So you said that why they started killing each other?
That's the strange thing about it, because they were pretty much given everything that they needed. And there were lots of factors that it comes down to. But the point is that they had everything given to them. Usually you would have to struggle. You're in the wild and you have to find your food, you know, run away from cats. They had none of that. Everything's happy. Everything is the way that it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
See, even when I said that, it gave you like a uncanny feeling, like it's not supposed to be that way.
Exactly.
There's lots of things to look into.
Same thing happens to people. There's another point also. An idle mind is the devil's workplace. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess when you do not have anything to engage yourself with, when you do not have a greater cause to fight for, when you do not have a purpose for your life, when, I don't know, all of causes like this, if you do not have them, then you would feel your life as an empty process.
Yes, in a materialistic world, you know, we are losing our own self, like we are losing our self-awareness, self-esteem, and self-confidence over the price of just having a lot of things around us and just being, trusting those things. We are trusting our life around. We are trusting the things that we have. We are being proud of, I don't know, our cars, our homes.
Yeah, pinning our hopes on things that are not going to last.
And we lose
forever.
Ourselves, and we are not even aware. Like, I'm losing my self-esteem or this price. Is it worth?
And we're not aware of the break.
Yeah, and in
so we have to go for a break. Welcome back. Well, still you're listening to Back to Reality. This is the last part of today's episode. We're talking about why us in today's world, when we have everything, seemingly actually, we have everything, there's a lot of people who tend to kill themselves and end this life, though they must actually appreciate it.
You mentioned a very good point before going to the break, and it's about procrastination and distracting yourself. I mean, we're all students of language and literature here.
Yeah.
So are you guys procrastinators at all? Do you procrastinate?
Yes, unfortunately. Yeah. I do it a lot.
Yeah, I do it a lot as well.
Yeah.
I think it might be because our faculty of imagination is very overbearing, and you have these creative bursts and you can suddenly start researching about, I don't know, baby otters or something, or the platypus.
Yeah, at the time when you don't have to.
Yeah.
At the time when you have something more important to do.
Yeah.
You go for other stuff. Suddenly my mind tends to be more creative.
It was when my exams were looming, and every time my exams are looming, I can start writing the best literature and stories for children and start
just
painting
when
pictures
you said the time of exam. Right? I knew what you're going to
say. Interesting at that time.
All right, okay. And that's when it's most pleasurable. Because when I hit the holidays, I don't feel like doing anything.
Very true.
Okay?
Yeah.
Is that? Okay,
yeah,
thank you. Okay, so
exactly.
I'm not alone on that.
Yeah.
We know that we're supposed to be doing something, studying for our exams.
Yes.
And that's what makes the pleasure of not doing it so much greater, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now imagine you know your purpose in life is to worship Allah. And that's why life is so enjoyable, right? Because we're constantly distracting ourselves from our Lord. We're watching TV or videos, or we're reading, whatever we're doing, we're distracting ourselves. Imagine if you didn't have that purpose, to worship Allah in the first place.
Yeah.
Would it still be pleasurable, the dunya?
No.
No.
That's what they're living in. Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
hell. Why would you not commit suicide?
The problem is, even when they get too much of life, just right then, they come to realize that, okay, I did not have that thing, that other purpose that was the very important purpose in my life, but I'm just losing it. Mm. I'm missing it. My life is missing something very important.
It's
without
like they come to the end.
Knowing it.
It's like they imagine, okay, it's the end. Mm-hmm. I have everything. Why should I leave? What should I work for? Why should I tolerate this world?
Exactly.
And it's like it's done for them. And at that moment, they think of committing suicide.
So the thing that makes the game pretty much different is the idea of worship, of believing that you have a connection to your Lord. You have submission and you have to act according to whatever He wants you to. You have a purpose in this life, and that purpose is to be a good human being, just as God has asked you to be. And without this, pretty naturally, life is just going to be a materialistic thing that is going to lose its taste. If we keep going, we would have a lot of other points, but then this was all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي التي أما رايزك لتصي دايلايتك وانسكت.